New Texas e-poll today, but first, a little quick recap of the bonus national poll that Emerson Polling released down at the National Press Club in D.C. this past Friday. There was Brett Kavanaugh believability. Unfortunately, that's not going to matter anymore. He's in, but two issues that are coming more and more to the forefront, a universal basic income and free college. Should these be a right for American citizens?
Well, Larry, let's start with the basic income, and then we'll talk about free college. Regarding whether the federal government should ensure a basic income for all adults, 39% favored this policy, 44% opposed, which is within the poll's margin of error. But when we asked about free education, free college, we asked taxes now provide education for high school. Should you like to see taxes provide college tuition? They are 51% favored this, 36% opposed. And it's a real interesting breakdown as we take a look by age. However, if free college is what you're looking for, there's always the opportunity here to get free courses on the Great Courses Plus.
Yes.
We find very fascinating information as we go through all of the courses that we have available, award-winning experts about topics that are interested to us. And, of course, what we're interested in is, of course, like big data, how data analytics is transforming the world. When we look at a class like this, it's fascinating to see how big data is being used in predicting election results. And this is the perfect course for our listeners to get started with or choose from any of the other thousands of lectures that there is out there with the Great Courses Plus. You get unlimited access to stream their entire library, watch or listen to lecture or topics like history, science, statistics, political science, even learn a new language, how to play chess or even take better photos. Enjoy anytime, anywhere with the Great Courses Plus app.
That app, Spence, I got to jump in. That app, I think, is you can watch certainly on the website with their account. But that app, if you're a really fast learner like myself, you can actually crank up the speed and you can listen to new. You can binge listen, binge watch lectures throughout the day. We know that you're going to love the Great Courses Plus, too. And for a limited time, they are offering our listeners a very special offer, a free month, a full free month of unlimited access to all of their lectures, but you must go to our special URL today. Sign up for your free month at thegreatcoursesplus.com/polling. That's thegreatcoursesplus.com/polling. I tell you, I know there's a lot of talk about college. Should it be paid for with the United States tax dollars? As a graduate of Emerson myself, great school, but as an avid user of the Great Courses Plus over these last few years, I've learned infinitely more with the Great Courses Plus lectures than I ever did with traditional higher education. It's a real testament to their product that Emerson Polling is giving you a free trial. Again, thegreatcoursesplus.com/polling. Now to Texas, Spence, release those e-poll results.
So that new poll in Texas just coming out right now is Ted Cruz at 47, Beto O'Rourke at 42. And if you remember last time we did this poll in August, Trump had his national rating was underwater at negative 15. Cruz was tied with O'Rourke 39-38. This time in that national poll that we referenced earlier today, the Trump's numbers are now at negative down by 7 as opposed to, so he's made about an 8-point improvement. We're also seeing Cruz improving, really, with those undecided voters. Last time, 21% of the electorate was undecided.
Why is that?
Well, the undecided, as the election obviously comes closer, people start making up their minds. Also, in our voter models, now that we are in that post-Columbus Day period where we're kind of in the unofficial home stretch of the election, we use a likely voter model. So no more just registered voters. Now you have to say that you are a likely voter. And where, and that tightens up the undecideds as well. But I also think that we're seeing those undecideds moving towards Cruz because of what happened with, I guess now Justice Kavanaugh, in that voters in Texas favored the Kavanaugh nomination 46-41. There is that 5-point magnitude, that difference between Kavanaugh, having him in or out. And that's the same difference we're seeing in Cruz and O'Rourke, 47-42, that 5-point difference. And so that's something that we have to ask, is Cruz now peaking, like what we said in August, was O'Rourke peaking back in August? And obviously you want to peak on election day, get, the most buzz at that point. And if we look into the name recognition of the candidates, O'Rourke has actually seen his numbers increase from 37-25 favorable to 50-38. So he's at that 50%. His name recognition is is very good in the state. So I would say he has not peaked yet. Maybe at this point, his name recognition is about as good as it can get. But we'll obviously keep monitoring that. Cruz, on the other hand, he's been able to take a negative rating, 38-44, and reversed it into a positive rating of 48-44. And that more closely aligns with, again, that Kavanaugh vote. So we think that the this episode with the Supreme Court probably helped out Cruz in this situation.
That's really interesting. I'll give you some final thoughts on the poll before we close it out.
Well, one thing that popped out as we were looking at the crosstabs, and of course, all of that data is available at EmersonPolling.com. But in those crosstabs, we were looking at ethnicity, and we saw in the Asian vote a potential voting block for Republicans. You know, blacks are heavily voting Democrat. Hispanics are slightly voting Democrat. But Asians were breaking for Republicans, both in the governor and in the Senate race. And so we'll be interested as we look at other states and other polls, particularly states with larger Asian communities, to see if that trend continues. But in the meantime, we'll just keep an eye out on Thursday for what states the students decide to pick this week.